Segment of the day, talking softball, not talking softball. We've got a list of slow pitch national COVID-19 recommendations for league event management return to play, and this was May 11th in 2020. Did you read this? I mean,
I've seen most of it.
We're not going to go through it all, but
the one that gets me is the no warming up before the game. So I know I'm not super old, and I know I'm not super young, but that's just a recipe to have a lot of people tearing rotator cuffs.
Yoga in the outfield.
Well, if you're allowed.
Socially distanced, 2 meters apart. No, but we can't because we're only allowed to show up 15 minutes before the game.
And then you have to leave right away.
And then leave facilities immediately upon game completion.
And you can't congregate.
No congregating at parks, facilities, parking areas, before or after the game.
So you have to go to, but you can go to someone's house and have 10 people in there.
No handshakes, no high fives, no warm-up of any kind. Ground rules will be provided to a team representative before the game. So you go through that representative. During batting, players will need to line up along the fence outside of the diamond, spreading out 2 meters apart accordingly. this is ridiculous. This is never going to happen.
No.
Well, coaches 2 meters away on first and third base.
Or not at all, eh?
No base coaches.
Yeah.
Catcher has to be 2 meters behind the striking mat.
We can't even do that in Waterville where we play, man.
Behind the backstop.
It's impossible.
Behind the backstop.
The umpire should be the catcher with his cool... He's going to have a cool face shield, maybe.
Spectators must sit socially distanced from team members and other spectators. No way. Spectators at a minimum. Children. No children. No coach conferences. No group huddles. No garbage. I agree with the no garbage.
Yeah, that's what... That's a great rule. That's like the best rule they have.
No spitting.
Uh-oh.
No spitting. Cover your mouth. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Balls should be wiped before each inning. It is recommended that each team use their own set of balls, minimizing the number of people who touch the ball by the half. Oh, by half.
So you just want to hit to the center field the whole time. Okay, good. At least only one guy's touching the ball.
Use individual bats. Use your own bat. Wear a face mask. If you want, if you can, hand sanitizer. This is ridiculous.
The list is, it's insane how
long
it is.
Don't come to the game if you're ill. What if your skills are ill?
Yeah, maybe. No,
this is not going to happen. We're not going to, this is my right, that we're not going to get to play softball, unfortunately.
I'm thinking maybe in August, because this is May 11th, and we've got a month, and they're starting to go relax on a lot more things. Like even in the schools today, did you hear what they said? That the grade 6 graduation group are allowed to go back for one day to say a proper goodbye. Level 5 students are allowed to go back for one day to say a proper goodbye to their friends. So I don't know. Maybe the rules will lighten up by hopefully August. It'd be nice to get some sort of softball in.
See, there's two sides to every coin. Some people say, that's great, you're giving them a chance to say goodbye to friends. And then the other ones will say, that's bad, you're petri dishes for contaminating. The second wave is coming, Chris.
It is.
The second wave is coming. And I'm not mocking the SPN, the good people at the Slow Pitch, National, a Federation of Umpires. God bless these people. They volunteer a lot of time. They also do get paid for some of their work, but they volunteer a lot of their time. And we all appreciate this. I'm more laughing at the set of circumstances that they're going to attempt to play a softball game. I mean, just get bubbles. Have you played bubble soccer before?
No.
It's...
Oh, yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I did it at a Christmas party. It was pretty fun. A lot more physical. A couple of people got whiplash and might have been a concussion or two. Like, I think I gave and got a concussion. But I just think it's ridiculous to try to play a sport under these measures.
Well, like, there's nothing, the only one that are open right now is golf. And that's, I know a lot of my softball friends are like, well, if we're not going to play, we'll play golf. But even that, now everybody's going to pick up golf. So it's going to be tough to get tee time. So I'm going to focus myself on something else rather than that. Maybe some fishing, living on the Lake Massawippi.
And let's be honest, frustrations are at an all-time high. People are frustrated. Everyone just wants to get things back to normal. We get to the softball field, and then problems are going to arise, right? So, like, I even see this note down here, and it says, teams and players who do not adhere to the suggestions put forth by their leagues and event organizers risk being refused to participate. These measures are being considered and adopted by volunteers who are trying to organize a sport this season that allow participants to enjoy the game. It is imperative that all participants conduct themselves in a respectful and sportsmanlike manner. Not going to happen.
No.
Failure to accept the necessary measures put forward by a league or event organizers shall not be tolerated. There's going to be, what a kerfuffle is the only word that I can think of on air.
The worst fuffle there is.
It's going to be a fuffle.
There's a big one.
There's going to be complaints. There's going to be, oh, look at this person. Oh, look at that. Almost.
Or you have a neighbor across the street taking pictures of things that maybe shouldn't be happening.
Yeah. But the best thing that I've heard about spectators is for live sporting events, working out packages for large families that have been locked down together to be able to at least occupy large parts of the stadium together with at least people that aren't socially distanced, right? Say you have a family of 12 kids and their parents, so you get 14.
Yeah.
You put that 14 people in one section right there. And then you got the 2 meters, and then you put another large family right there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can get at least a bit of an atmosphere. That's a great idea. And it's a great idea. The spirit of this is great. At least, you know, they've taken the initiative.
Instead of saying no softball at all, I guess it's better than nothing if you really want to go through the extreme measures that they're laying out for you.
And it's given people time to repair. This came out on May 11th, right? So people have had close to a month now to digest it and think about it.
Well, I know our Waterville League isn't looking too promising at the moment. Hope maybe things will change. Maybe we'll get a tournament or a very, very condensed season, which would be nice to see all the boys that I don't get to see during the wintertime.
Yeah. And should we take this time to give a big thank you to Jim and Wendy?
Yeah.
Rourke, we lost.
Heartbreaker.
The Huntingville Ballpark is no more. Experienced yet another flood. Been numerous floods now. We've revived the park. And anybody who saw the article in the Sherbrooke Record, they had a lovely piece on that with a picture. But it's just tons of broken hearts around the townships. Many men and women grew up playing ball.
Well, it's the only co-ed league that's around this area that I can think of.
I mean, your team was a pillar in that league for over a decade. And it's a big loss. Not only to a lot, especially...
Well, the little kids leagues too.
Six guys and five girls on a team. Six men, five women. You don't find many leagues that are like that. So it's a lot of couples, a lot of families were made. Couples were made and met at that ballpark. So big thank you to Jim and Wendy out there.
Of course.
For their hours and hours of volunteer work.
Because the Huntingville softball tournament, I believe, would have been this weekend coming. It's usually the first real weekend in June, which would be this weekend.
That is right.
Would have been like the 27th. No, it was 31st because we made a big deal about last year because it was like the 30th.
It's always right around the first week.
It would have been this weekend, 100%, for sure.
It's a good thing we're talking about it talking softball then.
Oh, were you there when Joey Stickles jumped in the river and swam across to the little island?
Yes, I did.
I ain't got no hair! I still remember that. That was the best part of the... That weekend was more about just hanging out with friends. You didn't care if you won or lost. It was just nice. Even the people from Manchester, New Hampshire would come up, and they'd been coming to that tournament for... I don't know, as long as I've been playing in it, and I've become really good friends with them, and they're all really disappointed that the league is stopped, but they understand, and with COVID going on, they wouldn't have been able to come this year had we still been up in operation anyways.
It's a transition year.
Yeah, it is.
So the Huntingville Co-ed League, it wasn't taken down by the flood. We were taken down by the pandemic.
Yeah, it's a perfect storm.
Along with the CFL and other Canadians.
Maybe we should ask the government for $150 million to help fix us.
We just need 10
grand, maybe, and a good swing shovel.
Or a lot of beavers, maybe like a dam.
It's too bad that flood was like erosion. A 1 in 15 year flood, though.
But it's erosion that they...
But they fixed the bank, and that was supposed to take that away, but that was a once in, like my dad said, once in a 15 year flood. Like, I've never seen the water come up so fast in my entire life here, and I've lived in North Hatley my entire life. Driving to work, I knew that I wasn't coming home on Capleton Road going to Cookshire to work. I'm like, nope, it's not going to happen.
It's like Noah. Yeah. Start building an ark when you get it.
Should have. Well, I usually pick up one of my students, and I couldn't get to his house because his road was washed out.
J.R. Smith?
Oh, when he beat up the guy for vandalizing his car.
Vandalized his truck, and then he went right to Twitter before the police got a hold of him to question him. He was like, I just got a guy vandalizing, and I beat his And... I mean, the video is there. He did.
Did you see John Bones Jones going out in Albuquerque, stopping people from spray painting places as well?
No, but...
He was out telling people, you spray paint, I'm going to beat you up, and I would take his word for it.
I would call a UFC fighter, sir, and say thank you so much, and do like the Will Smith thing where you take it and pretend that it's underarm deodorant.
Yeah, I would too. He's a big man.
Other topics, Dropkick Murphy shipping up to Fenway with Bruce Springsteen, gave a concert live at Fenway.
Oh, wicked.
For COVID relief. They were in the infield. The band, the lead singer was on the pitcher's mound. Drummer was at second base.
Nice.
Bass player was over at shortstop third base. And then Bruce Springsteen came up on the big screen from his home studio.
Oh, cool.
And they did a concert for COVID relief. That was really cool. Shipping up
to Fenway. I didn't see that.
It was like on YouTube. I only found out about it because social media, guy I play basketball with is a big musician and he shared it. And I watched them like play two songs, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then I fell asleep.
I'm wondering if you talked about Montreal being the last team that made it into the 24-team weird playoff.
You're a Bruins fan. You have to watch out for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I'm more worried that the Bruins are going to choke with the new system because the top four teams don't play anybody. So, like I was telling you earlier, what I would do is you have the four top teams play around Robin and reseed them so they have some sort of in-game action. These guys, like, it takes no one. Some team's just going to get hot. My money, honestly, is on, like, New York with Panarin. The season he had, the goalie, I can't pronounce his name because it's almost every letter in the alphabet.
Not Lundqvist?
No, not Lundqvist. The Igor Shcherbakov.
Igor?
That's it.
Shesterkin?
Yeah, he's lighting it up.
Igor Shesterkin.
Igor Shesterkin, like I told you, has almost every letter in the alphabet in it. It's gonna be one of these like weird teams that's going to win. I don't think a favorite is going to win this year, just because the circumstances are so weird.
Do you want me to confess something? I don't think it's gonna happen.
You still don't? Yeah. No. You told me you won't see it until you believe it.
I've been sitting here covering sports now for 2 weeks, and just kind of pretending that it's gonna happen. But deep down, I don't believe it's gonna happen.
I don't think baseball is not going to happen because they're too greedy.
The 114-game schedule, June 30th, is going to come up a lot quicker than they think. And why hasn't tennis come back? It's coming back soon. And golf, too. I don't get that.
Those are the two that should have already started.
I agree.
Wait, what do you use new ball after every serve? I guess is the only thing. I don't even know how that would work.
I'll see when I believe it. But I'm not part of the second wave conspiracy theorist, but maybe I am.
I think it's going to be in September.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'll see it when I believe it. But deep down, I haven't even mentally gotten to the place where I believe that I'm going to see the Montreal Canadiens playing a new hockey game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think I'm going to be elated if that happens, though.
It's going to be super fun to watch. They're going to get great ratings because you can't really do much.
There's going to be a buzz in the city of Montreal again.
But it's too bad. Imagine the Bell Centre if they were actually be able to play games in the Bell Centre in July. They'll sell out.
This is why I argued that it's actually not good for Montreal. It would have been better for Montreal not to be that 24th team and finish 12th in the East. They would have been better off to be
in the draft lottery.
Because it's going to be a reformed draft lottery, so every team that doesn't make the playoffs is going to have a legit shot at landing this kid.
It's Lafreniere, and he's a monster.
Yes, and it was
unfortunate. Did they get to even play the game against the Phoenix where they sold out?
The lockdown happened.
The week before.
The Monday.
The 18th was when he was supposed to come to town.
Of that week, because everybody had tickets. It was sold out. I've been announcing on the radio show for months. And I was on the Tuesday show. It's finally here. Lafreniere's coming to town. And Wednesday show, the game has been canceled.
Yeah.
No hockey.
It's too bad.
Because they were on their week off, too. It was the Q's March break. They hadn't played since Saturday, and they were all still at home. So they were just kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. And that would have been Sherbrooke's first game back after the break.
Oh, boy. And that would have been amazing.
We didn't get to see this.
It's such a bummer for that team, too, having such a great season after being here for 5 years and being number one and having all the really good guys like Sam Poulin, Felix Robert, and the goalie. What is it with goalies and having these crazy last names? Sammy Havlicek, who was the junior goalie for the Slovenians.
It was a lot easier when they were all French-Canadian because of Patrick Roy.
Yeah, you can't mess up Roy.
We could pronounce it. Nobody else could.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Phoenix were having a great season. I mean, it affected them. They were in first place. They were ranked.
They were way ahead of everybody, too.
Number one overall
in the CHL.
In the CHL in the standings. So
for the first time ever.
It's unfortunate for those guys. I mean, they may get some guys with buzz going to the draft, but draft was supposed to be in Montreal. It's going to be virtual. Like
the NFL one. The NFL one was decent.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird. But again, I don't believe it. I'll see it when I believe it. But you know what? Until then...
If you have to pick a team, pick one right now to win. And if you say the Habs, I'm walking away.
Toronto Maple Leafs. And
that's my second team because they always start off the season on fire.
Toronto Maple Leafs. Jake Muzzin, friend of the show, Jake Muzzin. We'll see. I think all my Habs fans, listeners are throwing things at their radio right now. But thank you for joining me. Chris Smith.
Super fun.
Back-to-back days, Tuesday and Wednesday. And now that you're my neighbor, maybe we can make this a regular segment. Hey. Maybe that seg four in the back end of the show.
You got it, dude.
Is there if we have some softball to talk about, we'll talk softball.
I'm excited to get a text from my dad to say I'm not that bad on the radio again. I know he just missed a period, but that's okay.
Shout out to Gary. Shout out to Carol. Love your parents. They're awesome. You're awesome. Everybody is awesome here in the Eastern Township. You're listening to 88.9 CJMQ. This is The Show.
Summer's out of reach, empty lane, empty street. I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound. We fell in love as the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer,